Salaam alaikum and what's up everyone, and welcome back to another episode of TG Let's Talk, where we talk photography, video, content, and everything in between. Today's episode is about how to make your Instagram post go viral. What do you need to do? This is episode number 9 and I'm your host TG, and let's get right to it. All right, how to make a post go viral. First off, why would you want a post to go viral? Look, most of us out there, we have Instagram. Instagram has taken over the world, I guess you could say. And a lot of us get our news from it. A lot of us get our content from it, our daily dose. And I know it's kind of weird to say you get your news from Instagram. Bunch of you guys probably laughed out there, but it's actually the truth. There's a lot of news agencies, media companies, media agencies that actually pump out news firsthand to Instagram, Facebook, and other social media platforms. I mean, and hey, why not? If that's what people are using today to get their information from, or if that's where they're spending most of their time, doesn't it make sense to actually push whatever's important out to social media first? I mean, in the past, it was always television, right? We'd always, be watching TV, and then breaking news would come right in, and then, something happened here, there, or whatever, this, that, and the other place. But today, it's social media, and it's kind of fascinating because in the past, the tube, what we used to call it, was in our home, and for us to get information, we'd have to be either home from work, or home from being outside somewhere, or whatever the case may be, because we didn't have TVs in our pockets. So we had to go home to catch the news. It's funny, I'm going to go home and catch the news. That's what we used to say. And if there was any breaking news or information that's really important or urgent, we'd see it on television. And if you didn't have a television, you did not see the news, and you would not know in time what's going on. Today, we got social media, we got WhatsApp, we got Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, we got so many different platforms, we got forms of communication that did not exist 20 years ago, man, not even 15 years ago, well, maybe 15 years ago, yeah, some of them did exist, Anyhow, so with that being said, a lot of us have taken to Instagram and moved our business over, some of us moved our hobbies over, and we started creating and living, creating content to distribute out to the mass public. And we started realizing that, wow, there's a lot more people seeing what I have to offer by going through the social media route than by having a store on the corner. You know, because if I have a studio on the corner somewhere, or down the road somewhere, I'd really have to advertise, the old classical way, pump the media out there to attract attention in the local market within a certain radius to have people come to my studio. Well, today it's just put the word out there, and you can have someone from California, someone from Japan, someone from China, someone from Dubai, all looking at your content. And if it's the type of content that has a retail sale behind it, then that's amazing. If it's the type of content that's just for viewers, people to enjoy, it's blogs, vlogs, or whatever you have going on, photography, then it's amazing. You have a larger audience now, or the potential for a larger audience. So what I'm trying to say is Instagram and social media in general is where it's at right now. There's no denying it. There's no way around it. So what most of us like to do now is grow our feeds, grow our accounts, and we'd like to learn how to make an Instagram post go viral. How do we do that? But before we answer that question, and before we give you the tips, tricks, hints, and everything else, why would you want to go viral on Instagram? What is the point of that, right? Well, let's see what we got here. All right, so looking through my notes, getting a post to go viral on Instagram doesn't just result in a bunch of views, likes, and comments. It also results in a huge surge of new followers. Now, many of us out there are after that alone, that and that alone, which I think is a big mistake, but we just want to get new followers. We don't care how we get them, and we don't care where they come from or what they're doing. We just want a bunch of new followers. We'll talk about the good and bad in that. But right now, viral, That's why you would want a post to go viral. In essence, you want the comments, you want the likes, you want the engagement, and you also want the followers. So you want the whole package, and that's why you want a post to go viral. And today, that's what we're going to show you how to do. Or at least we're going to try to give you tips, not guaranteed. We're going to give you tips on how you can possibly make a photo go viral or a post go viral. All right, now, so gaining lots of engagement. This is a very important step. Now, when you put a post out there, you hope, you wish, hope, and pray that it finds its way out there and people get to see it and you get that engagement that you're looking for. This part right here is actually very important for a photo to go viral, for a post to go viral. I keep saying photo because photography and video is what I do, but for a post to go viral, the engagement part is very crucial. So in order to go viral, you're going to need a lot of engagement and you'll need to gain it fast. Some people think I'll post a photo today or I'll upload some content today. It'll sit there for 2-3 days and then eventually it'll go viral. That's not necessarily how it works. Statistics show that you have only a small window for some traction to pick up and for this post to really go viral and hit some record numbers or hit a high amount of viewers. Get that reach out there. So you only have, now numbers are all over the place. Some say 20 minutes, some say 30 minutes, some say an hour. But you have a short amount of time. You got to do it fast. You know, and the reason for this is that so Instagram can push your post onto the Explore page, which we're going to touch up on. They push it onto the Explore page or at least the top level of the Explore page, and that's where you really blow up. So if you got a post that just goes up and all of a sudden it's kicking traction, people are liking it, people are commenting, people are seeing more and more and more people begin to see. The more people like and comment, the more people begin to see. This now starts going on the Explore feed. It starts to go viral and it kicks up to the top level of the Explore feed and hashtags. It goes on the top level of those hashtags, which we'll talk about later on also in a segment. This is very, very important. Now, when you want something to go, when you want some good engagement, the first people that you would like to count on are your friends, family, associates, coworkers, people that know what you're doing on Instagram, and you're hoping to get their support first. And you're hoping that you can get that in the first 20 to 30 minutes because that's the most important time where it counts. You kind of need them in the first 20 to 30 minutes to kickstart you. A lot of people just give a like, or maybe they skip over it and they'll send you a DM. Hey, that was a cool post. Be nice to tell them, hey, would you mind putting that comment on that on my post? It really makes a difference. It really, really helps. So that's engagement, guys. Engagement is a key recipe for this formula. You got to remember that. You need to have people engaging for you to go viral. All right. Now, landing on the Explore page. This is a big one. Once you land on the Explore page, more people will see your content. This results in more likes, comments, and follows. Now, like we said before, for you to land on the Explore page, number one above all things, your content has to be good, which we're going to talk about later on in a segment as well. Guys, you can't just put anything out there and expect it to go viral. If the content is not good, it's not going to go anywhere. You know, you can have 200,000 people look at it and skip right over it. It's not going to do anything. You have to produce good content. We'll get to that, though. We're going to show you how. We'll give you some tips on making good content, right? But now, landing on the Explore page, you got the right hashtags. You got some engagement from your circle, from your friends, coworkers, partners, brothers, sisters, mothers, everyone that's involved. They're all giving you likes and comments. Hey, cool. You got some traction going. Now you're on that Explore page and it's starting to kick up. Now it's really taking off, which is cool. That's what you want. But there's something else that you can do to help with that, you know, something called CTA. That's CTA, adding a call to action. This helps in getting your followers to begin commenting on your post. So if you put a, let's take photography for an example. If you post a photo and then you ask a question, or you let's just say there's a building, a structure that you took a photo of, or a beautiful waterfall, or you took a picture of your friend with something in a beautiful location, and then you put the call to action. Hey guys, the first five people to name this location, I'm going to put them in my story. Or you ask them, guys, can anyone name the location that we're at over here? Or what's the name of the building behind Tom over there in the photo? Can anybody name it for me? Have you guys seen this location? Has anyone shot at this location? These are all CTAs, call to action, right? You put it out there, you hope that they read it. Number one, not everyone reads captions, but at least there's a good number of people that do. You put that CTA out there, they read it, they comment. Now you got people going back and forth, but that's what it's about. It's about engagement. So they read it, they comment, and now your job is to engage. Go right back, say, hey, I think that's Niagara Falls. Hey Tom, thanks for commenting. Good job. That's actually Niagara Falls. Or hey Sally, thanks for your comment. That's actually not Niagara Falls. I was in Miami. Can you guess where in Miami? Now you hit it with question number two. Now you got some dialogue going back and forth. You got comment after comment. This is going to make your comment section go big. So you're engaging with your followers, you're helping them community, or you're helping them help you take your photo viral. And you got to do this from the get-go. You can't wait 15 hours, 10 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, and start doing this. You got to do it from the beginning. You post and then you go. It's very crucial, very important, guys. Don't miss that step. CTA. All right. So what do we got so far? Going viral. We want some engagement. Number one, obviously, content is number one. You need to have good content, but we're going to leave that for last because that's a little bit more descriptive. So we got engagement. We want to land on the explore page. We want to throw in some CTAs, call to actions. Now let's talk about hashtags. Putting the right hashtag is very important when posting on Instagram. However, choosing the right hashtag can be a challenge. All right? Now, some of the mistakes that people make is they go for the biggest hashtag out there. I think Instagood is like 550 million or 530 million, last I checked, if I'm not mistaken. So people use Instagood and they'll use happiness or happy or sad or food, for example. Food, guys, these are massive hashtags. Now, if you have a large account, these hashtags are going to help you. However, if you're just starting off, or you're a micro influencer, or your account is, only a few thousand, or then that doesn't mean you can't use those hashtags. You can. You're just competing with other massive accounts to be on the top. Or if you do make it to the top, you'll make it there for a split second and zip right down, if you have. But I'm not discouraging you from using big hashtags. I'm just letting you know you got some more competition. Now, if you find a hashtag through your research that's between 100,000 and 1 million, that's kind of a good number right there. That's kind of a good number because you have a group of people, you have a million people that are looking at it. You have 100,000 people. You have 10,000 people. Doesn't matter. You have people looking at them, and you have more space to shove your elbows around and make your way to the top of those hashtags, So that's kind of a good thing. People do follow hashtags, guys. Hashtags do get follows. I know because I follow some myself, and I have my own hashtags that people are following, so I could see it. All right. So very important. Now, things you shouldn't do. So there's a few things that you shouldn't do. We're gonna talk about those, but first, before we talk about those, I wanna, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. All right, guys, we're back. All right, so I want to talk about some software applications that can kind of help you out. So there's an analytical application that's called IconoSquared. You go to iconosquared.com. Now, this is a paid service, but it really has good data in there. So when I'm looking at my own stuff, I could see the number of followers I have, I could see the number of impressions, but I could see a lot more details than what Instagram actually gives me in the insights. So if I want to know what's the best time to post, this is very exact. It doesn't give me an estimate. If I want to know how many impressions or what I did good last week with what posts, I can learn from my own posts. So Icono Square, again, this is not sponsored by them, but I kind of like the software, and I do, if I see something I like and it's working for me, I like to share it with my followers. I like to share it with everyone that's listening. So it is something to check out. It could really help you out, guys. Icono Square. All right, now back to it. Things you shouldn't do. All right, so before we talk about content and how to post and how to do things with engagement, let's talk about things you should stay away from. How about buying followers? Now that's a bad one. If you buy followers, guys, I just want to tell you something. Number one, it's no secret. All right. Eventually, people will find out, and companies more, you know, if it's just a hobby, who cares? It's just a hobby. You're not tricking anyone. So the whole moral ethical situation goes out the window. Hey, you know what? Who cares? I'm doing my own thing. Leave me alone. Fine. Cool. That's your hobby. But if you're making money, and if this is a business for you, if you're charging companies, and those companies are dealing with you and paying you certain bucks, a certain amount of money because of the amount of following that you have, then that's a red flag right there, guys. Look, you're tricking them. You're making them think. Now, shame on them for not doing their research on you, first of all. But a lot of companies are doing their research, and companies are getting smarter, and agencies are getting smarter. Well, let's leave agencies on the side right now. Let's talk about companies. They are getting smarter. They're going to figure you out, and it's not good. You work so hard to build your page, and then all of a sudden you give in to buying followers, and then you can't go back and fix that. You know, that's stuck there. That's done. You could stop buying followers and then start a fresh day, a fresh page, a fresh whatever. You could do that. But you want to stay away from buying followers. And you know, if you have, let's just say, you have 100,000 followers, for example, or 300,000 followers. If you have, out of all that, if you have, you know, a couple thousand likes or a couple hundred likes and you have over 100,000, guys, the numbers are skewed. That's pretty obvious. It's a fake account. People are going to walk away from you. People are not even going to pay attention to you. And that's not cool, right? Buying comments and buying likes, that's kind of also a thing. Buying comments, I'm sorry to say, very bad idea, because that's going to be so obvious. You know, it's like a bot. You got the same comments that you chose in there and they roll right in. It's not cool. You don't want to buy comments and you don't want to buy likes. Besides, sustainability. You can only do that for so long. I mean, you're going to have a second mortgage payment if you're going to buy followers and then you're going to buy comments and likes to keep up with the ratio of followers. Not cool, guys. You don't want to put yourself through that headache. Invest more time in perfecting and creating great content. I guarantee you, you'll get a better return if you do it that way. A much better return. All right? So that's something you definitely should stay away from. Do not fall into the trap of, hey, we can take your Instagram to the next level and help you get 100K and by next week. Yeah, great. Well, what about the guy that's been working on it for 3 years, 4 years, and he's getting close to 100K, but he's not there yet? You know, it's how come? Why isn't he doing that? There's a reason why he isn't doing that. He learned that that's not the way to do it. And again, guys, if you're getting paid, that's it's a very bad thing. You're taking their money. All right, so how to make your post go viral? What should we do? Now, three things that I want to talk about with you guys to teach you or show you or give you tips on how you can make them go viral. Now, what to post. This is very, very important. Knowing what to post is knowing who your followers are, all right, what they like. What flows better on your profile? This is very important. So if you're a photographer, what type of photographer are you? Now, if you have a profile that one day you have a picture of New York City, the next day you have a nice big fat turkey on the table and showing a cooking thing going on, the day after that you have portraits at a wedding, the day after that you have a nice fast Lamborghini shooting down the road, it seems to be like a hobby now. It seems to be like I have a fun page with some cool friends that love my stuff. Cool, nothing wrong with that at all. But if you are looking to build your profile to a level to where content can go viral on it and you can retain the people that view your cool posts, then you want to make sure you have a legitimate setup. And by that I mean, stick to one category. You can dib and dab here and there. That's fine. You can mix it up a little bit, but not too much. Stick to one category. Build that profile off of that category, and then when you have a cool photo that makes it to the Explore feed and those likes and comments roll in, those people are going to look at your profile, when that photo that you put out there goes viral, those people are going to look at your profile and they're going to say, wow, this is a cool profile. I'm going to give this guy or this girl a follow. Cool? So knowing what to post, very important. Now, here's a big one, and this is where Iconal Square kind of plays a role. What, when to post? Many of us play the guessing game. Others don't care. They just post randomly. Some use insights on Instagram. And others use really good tools online to really dig into their account and really find out what's the best time to post. So if you look at some if you use an application, again, I'm going back to Iconal Square because I use it. If you dig into it and you find out last week, what was my best day? For me, for example, for some reason it said Monday. I don't know why. That's normally not on my Instagram insights. But Monday, I had a time at 1 p.m. or something where everything spiked. That a post just went. Everybody that I follow or follows me, you know, was on, or a large percentage of them was on. Cool. Now, had I posted at that moment, I would have definitely had some good traction. But I didn't have a post at that moment. But the software told me, hey, a lot of your followers on Monday at this time were on. Keep an eye out for that. Now, it could be a random thing. There might be something going on. Like right now, we live in the Corona times, and there's a lot of people that are at home and self-isolation. So that could be a reason. But scheduling the post from there, now I can plan better. So 8 o'clock for me on certain days is where I can hit a large portion of my viewers, between 7:30 and 8:30. That's my target. So when to post, understanding your insights, understanding all the data that you've collected from your Instagram is very important, guys. You need to know that. So this way you're not just randomly pushing content out there. If you get the timings right, it's really going to give more traction to your post, all right? Now let's talk about, last but not least, how to post. Now, when I say last but not least, we're still going to do a recap so you guys can understand the structure. So make sure you have a pen and paper with you guys so you can write this down, all right? Now we're going to talk about how to post. Now, how to post is last as far as my top three, but it's probably one of the most, if not the most important, for trying to make a post go viral. Let's talk about now how to do that. So how to post. What I mean by how to post is really putting the content together, putting the caption together, and putting the hashtags in there. So first of all, let's talk about the content. If it's a photo, you need to have a cool photo. If you're taking a photo of you drinking coffee in the morning, that is, unless you're doing something really weird, it's most likely not gonna go viral. If you take a photo of yourself drinking coffee on the top of the Empire State Building or Burj Khalifa, and you're wearing something funny or you're doing something different, okay, you know, now we got something going. So a unique perspective, a unique look, something that's different about that photo is going to be step one in preparing the content, all right? So you got the idea, you jotted it down. I'm going to go take a photo of Burj Khalifa with a friend wearing something funky and weird, and he's doing something. Cool. All right. Now, we're on our way. Going to take the photo. Got my camera. Got my equipment. I'm ready to shoot. Learning how to take a photo. So, guys, if you want to learn how to learn all about photography, check us out on Instagram at Living the Lens. Free workshops. Free virtual workshops. Quick plug right there just for you guys. All right. So, taking the photo. You gotta learn how to take the photo. You need to watch your framing. Frame the photo out right. It can't have your friend's head cut off or part cut off or his legs cut off. You need to watch your corners, watch your angles, watch your distortion, learn about focal length. Learn how to take a really nice photo, all right? Now, you took the photo. You gotta edit the photo. This has to be a clean edit. You want a photo to go viral, fine. You better deliver something that's worth going viral. So you need to go out there, take the photo, come back, and learn how to edit. Again, go to Living the Lens, at Living the Lens on Instagram, and you can learn how to edit for free. Virtual workshops, we have them going on every week, guys. All right. Stick it to it now. So what do we got? We got a bunch of stuff here. We're still on the category of how to post. We figured out what type of content we're going to go shoot or take or post or get. All right. So we figured out the content. Now we're going to create the content. And the way we're going to do that is we're framing our shot out right. We make sure that all the details that look cool are there. We're taking the content back. We're doing a proper edit. It looks good. It's Instagrammable. It's good for people to look at and enjoy. I like it. Boom. Done. Now I'm ready to post. Or am I? I need a caption. So I got to sit there and put a proper caption. I see some random posts that sometimes do go viral, by the way. If the photo is epic, I mean amazing, all right, might go viral no matter what. But I think having a proper caption shows the level that you're at. It just shows that you're a pro. You know what you're doing. So put a caption that either relates to the times that you're in, relates to the situation that you're in, or your surroundings, current affairs. See what's in the news, see what's happening. If it's New Year's, for example, put something about New Year's. If it's a certain holiday, put something about the holiday. Or if it's something about the building structure, post the location, put something about it, but have it be entertaining to read. Because I tell you something, guys, part of the reason why you get a quick look over and a quick like and nobody comments is there's no caption to read. You need that photo, that image, to have an imprint on your phone for a certain amount of time. And usually that length of time is, and again, this information is scattered everywhere, but it needs to be the size of 3 words. If it's the size that it takes you to type out 3 words, then it's good. Supposedly the engagement is captured, it's recorded. Now, if you have no caption, or if your caption is weak, then people are swiping up. Oh, they see a nice photo. Wow, that looks cool. Double tap, keep going. Boom, 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 right? But if it's a cool photo and, hey, you know what? Hold on, let me read that real quick. Oh, that's pretty cool. Let me see what they did. Oh, that's interesting. Cool. You know what? Let me give them a comment. Hey, man, I was there the other day. I didn't know about this. Look at that. Now you got some engagement going on, right? You got them. You got them in there, and you keep going with it. Pulling the engagement. Very important, hashtags. Now, some people put them in the caption, other people put them in the comments. The reason why some people put them in the comment section, by the way, is so they can hide their hashtags, because you can't hit more. After a few comments, the captions disappear. No one knows what hashtags you use. That's their own little secret recipe. Cool, that's fine. Hey, nothing wrong with that. I personally put mine in the caption. I don't mind, I don't care, because I personally like to share my information. So for me, that's just what I do. That's why I'm on podcasts, I'm on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere else, because I like to give the info out. So for me, it's okay. But there's nothing wrong with typing it in the comment section so it can disappear and no one will know what your secret recipe is. That's fine. But going back to it, hashtags. You know what? Guys, don't just take your caption, stuff all your hashtags in there, which by the way are 30. 30 is the maximum amount of hashtags. Some say you should stay by 28, don't hit 30. Others say you should use up all 30 hashtags. I'm a little bit in between both, you know. But don't stuff your caption and your hashtags in there. Open up some kind of notes application, or you know what, go open up a laptop if you want, whatever the case may be. Type it out, put some spacing, add some dots, periods, characters, whatever. Add some space between the caption and the hashtags. This way, it looks good. It doesn't look like an amateur did it. It looks like a pro did it, you know? Now, I'll tell you what I personally do. So I type out my caption. I think of something really cool to say. And then, since I'm a photographer, I put in my photo specs. I got a lot of photographers that follow me, and they tell me that they enjoy that. And because they enjoy it, I found something that works for me. This helps my engagement. So now I put in, for example, if I took a photo of a sunset, I put in my aperture, I put in my shutter speed, my ISO, my focal length, the equipment that I used. So this way people can actually sit there and read, and guess what? When they're reading, what am I doing? Capturing their engagement. That's how you do it. You put something out there for that interests them. Then now you have an opportunity to engage. Make sense? Quick recap, guys, before we call this before we call it a show, before we call it quits. All right, making the photo go viral. You want to go viral because you want to maximize the views, likes, comments, and you also want to get a surge of new followers that come in. You want to get that engagement. And when you get that engagement, you're thrown onto the Explore feed really quick. And you want to do it in a short amount of time, the shortest amount of time possible. Talk to your friends, family, associates, coworkers, everyone. Tell them, hey, guys, I just put a post out there. If you don't mind, can you drop me a like, comment, and everything else in between? This way they can engage, you engage back. Now, make sure you engage back, reply to them, comment, discuss it, talk about it, capture that engagement. Then throw in some CTAs. What are CTAs again? Let's repeat, call to action. Throw in a call to action. Say something that can put something in your caption that will tell or have your viewers comment. Very important. Don't miss that. Hashtags. Research your hashtags. The biggest one is not necessarily the best one. It's not always the case. Not going for the largest. Go for the medium. Don't go for the smallest either, because if you go for the smallest, then that's what you're going to get in return. So make sure you research your hashtags. That may take some time. You can copy off other people. That's fine. But I don't think that's a good idea, because you want to put what applies to you. If someone's a baker, cooker, fisher, whatever they are, and you're doing and you're fixing mechanics, you're fixing Lamborghinis, you know, cooking and fixing Lamborghinis, they don't match. So the viewers that are coming over from there, they're not really going to engage much. They're not going to follow you. They're not going to give you, you know, they might say, hey, that's a nice photo every here and there, but you're not going to get the proper engagement. So make sure that you find your niche, find what's there, and then focus on that hashtag to get to it. Stay away from buying followers, buying comments, buying likes. Not good stuff. You will get discovered in the end, and it's not a good thing. Don't do it. It's going to hurt your account in the end. And guys, most important, before we call it quits, you got to create good content. If not, all this conversation was for nothing. You have to create good content. And the only way to do that is to sit there, plan your content, whatever it is. You don't have to be a photographer. You could be whatever you want to be. Whatever it is, plan it out, sit there, write it down, and then execute, come back, post, and do everything else I just said. And I guarantee you, you will at least have some good tips in your hands to possibly go viral. You need the tips. I gave you the tips. I hope you guys have some great posts to go viral. If you guys liked any of this information that I gave you over here, go over to my Instagram. Or if you have suggestions for me that's not on this podcast, go to my Instagram, TG from Dubai. That's Instagram, TG from Dubai. Send me a DM. I'd love to hear more from you. And I think that's about it, guys. So I hope we learned something. Thanks for tagging along, and I will catch you on the next one. Assalamu alaikum.